If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Subscribe to our newsletter today at thesoundpodcast.com/subscribe. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Now, here's Ira.
The Sound Podcast is proud to be part of the Osiris Podcasting family, a growing community of music and culture podcasts connecting music fans like you with conversation, commentary, and music. For more, visit osirispod.com. The show starts now. Been listening to Sister Sparrow and the title track from her new record Gold, due out October 12th. I think you'll agree her voice is absolutely incredible, and this songstress' past efforts with her bandmates, the Dirty Birds, have always been awesome, soulful efforts. This record, though, marks a change, having written all of the songs with a team of writers, including producer Carter Matchellet, and not the band. The album, recorded in Brooklyn at Matchellet's studio, Doom, is a bit of a departure with a strong pop and hip-hop influence. We sat down with Arlie, a.k.a. Sister Sparrow, to get the lowdown on the new record and her plans moving forward. Our conversation started when I asked about the new sound for Sister Sparrow.
I think that I've always had a little bit of that pop sensibility in my head when writing the songs for this group. And I think that the way that the Dirty Birds and I have always arranged together kind of would take it a little bit away from that. And so because this is my solo project, and it was really me and the producer Carter, working on it together. A lot of times it was just the two of us. So it was really kind of, I got to kind of dive into that stuff that I had always kind of liked, but never really explored before.
And so you're not shedding the Dirty Birds necessarily. The idea,
oh, no, absolutely not.
The idea, though, is that you are more front and center now, and some of these ideas that have come through with the collaboration with Carter sort of bring those to a head, right? I mean, those new fresh ideas kind of come out of these sessions, and so it's a little bit different than necessarily collaborating with the rest of the guys, right?
Yeah, it's just a little different. I mean, anytime you work with a different person, something new will come out. And I think also working one-on-one was new for me, obviously. Mm-hmm. As you know, there's a lot of people in the Dirty Birds. So that was always, it's a lot of people to agree. And so when we would come, I would write the songs, I would go to arrange them with the guys in like a rehearsal space, and it would take a really long time sometimes because everybody had a different opinion about how it would go, and a lot of, you know, when the finished product would often take months to settle in because all of these different ideas were kind of coming from seven or eight different people, and sometimes it's hard to get like a cohesive sort of sound out of that. But mm-hmm. it was always a really fun thing for us all to do and just all of us to contribute. And I want to make sure people know that the Dirty Birds are not going anywhere, and that whenever I play live, they will always be with them. And also, I'm, you know, taking these new sounds and this new sort of direction, but also kind of bringing it back to the band and saying, okay, so now how do we play these songs live in a little bit like the Dirty Birds would play them, you know? So I'm kind of marrying the two to put out the live show. And we're still, you know, we're still working on getting all of the album songs up to speed, and it's a little bit of a slow process, but it's a fun one, and it's great to bring them some fresh ideas and to see what they do with it.
I'm curious about Jackson's reaction to all of this, because he has been, aside from your brother obviously, he has been with you the whole way, and to sort of, I don't want to say abandon, but change direction to a certain degree, may have created a rift in your relationship, and certainly in your professional relationship. Was that the case, or you're cool and he understood what this would be all about?
Yeah, there's no rift. There was never any weirdness. It was, you know, he was on the ground floor with me as I was going into it, and I was playing him the stuff as I was writing it, and he actually came in and did a lot of time in the studio with us as well. And he and Carter are buddies and geeked out about soccer for almost of the time. So my brother's absolutely on board with this project from the beginning, and I think it was fun for him too because he kind of got to see a different side of my musical brain, and also to kind of take a step back but then to be included. And I think, you know, I think it was exciting for both of us, and I think we're kind of stronger than ever.
So the music still is very soulful, but I think where, you know, it does lend itself to potentially a top 40 hit, or, you know, being on the radio or something a little bit different than the previous records. When you sat down with Carter, were you aware that this is kind of the direction the music was going to go in?
Yeah, to a certain degree. We started, the reason that I chose Carter, because I just kind of randomly had a writing session with him and this other female writer in New York. Her name is Joji. And we wrote Gold together, three of us. And he produced the track, the demo track, I should say. And from that moment, because of the way that I sort of verbalized what I was envisioning for the song, and I had the hook, and I needed help with the rest of it. And he just took it and really created this beautiful world that I just fell in love with. That is Gold, and it obviously changed a bit over time. But so basically, from that song was kind of a template that we went forward with. And we strayed a little bit here and there, and we tried to, you know, make sure we explored all the realms that we wanted to, and we definitely went deeper into the Dirty Bird side of things, and then we even went farther away from it on some tracks. So I think that, yes, in some ways I knew from the beginning, because the way that Gold sounded when Carter first made it. It did have a lot more of the pop sound to it, and the production style and just the specific actual like samples and stuff that he used, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little bit of hip hop sometimes,
yeah.
and a little bit of, you know, and that to me was so exciting. And I had never been brave enough to try that or even mention it to the Dirty Birds because I wasn't sure how that would go over. And so it was a really fun thing for me. Because, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, right. like hip hop and R&B. And you know, I was born in the late 80s, but listened to a ton of 90s music. And so it was a fun thing for me to get to do.
But, you know, what's missing from this story is that after, if it's my understanding, that after you brought Gold to him, you had to take a little bit of time off from the recording session to have a baby. And so right. I'm curious about how having a baby shaped your perspective on making the record. And were there new songs that came about since the arrival of your son that may not have been there when you first started working with Chad?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did some of the writing before I got pregnant, and then we worked on some of the songs while I was pregnant. Then yes, we had obviously to take a little time off, and then uh-huh. I got back into the studio and writing with him when my son was about 2 months old.
Wow.
So yeah, it definitely shaped, I mean, so much, because everything is different after that experience. So, specifically the song, the very last song on the album, You're My Party. Uh-huh. The idea for that song came in the first trimester when I was pregnant, because I was thinking, well, I don't, not going to any parties, not, you know, not obviously not drinking or anything. So I was thinking about the baby as you're my party now. And that's where the idea for that came. And, which it doesn't really sound like that when you listen to it, but it would be about a baby.
Right. Right. What's also interesting is that Ghost is so different from probably what you're used to doing as well, because it is a little more delicate, and, you know, usually you have to belt out these huge tunes and your voice is obviously so recognizable to your fans and other people who know you, but, you know, Ghost is a little bit different and more intimate in that way. Was it a weird experience writing that song and performing it?
Yeah, I mean, writing it, I was having so much fun. That one was, that was just a great experience. But performing it on the recording, or to record the vocals on that, was definitely a challenge. I kept going at it with too much.
Right.
And Carter kept saying, you know, I think we need to go back to, there's something about the demo, because you were not warmed up and you were singing really lightly and you weren't trying to push, because we had a long session that day. And it was something kind of perfect about the way that sounded with this song. And so to get back to that, so I just, you know, it was like, well, not whisper singing, but from like what I normally do.
Right, right, right.
It really felt like that. And it was cool that I kept saying to him, like, are you sure this is good enough? This doesn't feel, you know, it doesn't feel comfortable or normal for me, but I really love the way that it came out. And I think that it opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, there's not just one way to skin a cat.
Right.
You can lay off of it a little bit and still get some pretty interesting results. So
Plastic Paradise is another one of the songs on the record that's a bit of a departure from you, because of the melody and the quirkiness of it, you know, being this island type song. Again, not in your regular wheelhouse, but the performance is great. And again, you know, you're spreading your wings, Sparrow. no pun intended. It just came out that way. But again, you're spreading your chops. And that must be exciting for you to sort of step out and you know, perform songs or at least record songs like Ghost and Plastic Paradise that are so different from what you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely. And Plastic Paradise is another one that I struggled with in the studio. It was a really difficult one for me vocally, I think, partially because I'm, I guess, more used to writing more of the song. And that one specifically, the chorus is really written by one of the other writers in the session. So so I think it did feel like such a departure for me, because it was basically like, I mean, I wrote half of the song, but I didn't, you know, that one part kept coming up for me as like, this doesn't, I'm struggling. But I finally kind of let go and just trusted my instincts and my ear. And then it flowed a lot easier. I think I was struggling against it and I didn't need to.
When you go out on the road with the new songs from Gold, can fans still expect to hear things like Mama Knows and Sugar and Untie My Shoelaces? Yeah. Are all those still going to be part of the repertoire?
Absolutely, yes. We are. We're still playing songs off of all of our records, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think we will probably do that forever. I think that's, you know, when I go to see an artist that I love, I hope that happens. You know, you don't want to just get this a brand new show that you don't recognize anything from. That's not as much fun, I feel.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we are trying to kind of dive back into some of the old stuff and revisit it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes trying to shake it up a bit. You know, we've been playing some of these songs for many years now. But that's always fun to do as well, because then we have a full-time piano player now, so that really kind of opens up a lot of our options, and especially like for my brother, whereas he, for many of the songs, was playing basically the organ parts, mm-hmm, via his harmonica because of, right, his effects pedals, and so now he can kind of step back and not have to do that if he doesn't want to, because we have somebody who can play the actual organ. And so he's able to kind of mess around with different things. He's actually playing lap steel now, which is really fun.
Cool.
And also opens up a whole new sonic thing for us in the live show. So, and he did on the record as well. He put a lot of lap steel on it. So it was really fun.
You do have a tour coming up. Is it going to be hard for you to be on the road and away from TK, and, you know, just, or is the plan to bring him along? Like, what will road life be like for you now going out there with the new record?
Well, we have done some touring already this year. We brought the little guy along for a lot of it when he was still really little. He's 14 months now, so he's already basically a big kid, which is so sad. But I'm going to be leaving him at home a little bit more. So that'll be, on one hand, it's easier, and on another hand, it's way harder.
Right.
We'll see how that goes, but we're balancing it right now so that he can come sometimes and not other times. But when he was on the road, he's a little trooper. He does very well. Although now that he's running around, I think it would be harder to strap him in a car seat for 7 hours at a time. But yeah, he's a good little guy. He likes to be at the shows, and he either is clapping or sleeping. It's one,
right,
or the other.
Great. Mm-hmm. So this new record, Gold, and the tour, and I'm sure you'll be touring in the spring and back on doing some dates on festivals like you always do. Is the plan to go back with Carter and do more of this stuff? Is the plan to now, with this new creative process, sort of write on your own? What's the plan for you moving forward?
Well, I'd love to work with Carter again. I will see if that is in the cards down the road a little bit. I think, I'll probably dive back into some creative stuff after the fall tour, and we have a little bit of time off in the winter.
Right.
We actually just moved out of Brooklyn, and we're living up a little bit upstate now, so I have a lot more space and tranquility, and I feel like I'll be able to be creative in our new home. So that's a thing that I didn't really have for a while in Brooklyn, and so I had to find an outlet like Carter to go and be creative somewhere else. So I don't have a specific plan, but I'm really happy with the results of this last, you know, experiment, if you will.
Right.
And so I'd be happy to do that again too, or something similar.
You're originally from sort of more upstate New York than mm-hmm, than Brooklyn. So is it cool for you to sort of go back out that way and back into the country and sort of get with it again because you were away for,
yes,
so long? Yeah.
Yes, 100%. I was in New York City for, I think, like 12 years, and it was fine. But, you know, being a touring musician, coming home to New York City to try to rest and recoup is really not a thing for
right,
me.
Right,
it never
right.
was anyway. I never felt like I was getting any, you know, rest or relaxation. It was always like, okay, yeah, now go 100 times faster than you already were going.
Right.
But now, yeah, I'm surrounded by trees and there's the power of the birds and stuff. So it's pretty awesome. And I'm very, very happy. And actually, I think I was the last dirty bird in Brooklyn. So we're all outside of the city now. So I guess we got to start saying we're from upstate New York.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the new record. It is great and refreshing. Not that the sound needed a refresh by any stretch, but it's exciting to sort of have something new out there. And thanks for taking the time today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you as well. Your podcast is awesome.
A new exciting beginning for an artist who is bright and talented. We really dig the new sound and still find time to listen to some of her older material, which you definitely should check out wherever you listen to music. For more on Sister Sparrow, you can visit her website at sistersparrow.com. Before we leave you, have a listen to Ghost, a very different song for this young lady.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Subscribe to our newsletter today at thesoundpodcast.com/subscribe. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit osirispod.com. Thanks for listening.
Osiris.